Well, Australia may have fallen victim to vaccine nationalism, with Italy blocking the export of 250,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. But it seems the import of vaccines from overseas won't be a problem for much longer. The Health Department Secretary, Brendan Murphy, has announced Australians will start receiving jabs of the locally made AstraZeneca vaccine in just over a fortnight. Australia's quarantine program will also be expanded. Capacity at the Howard Springs facility in the Northern Territory will be more than doubled. But there's no news yet on whether return traveller caps in the other jurisdictions will lift. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
4 weeks since coronavirus cases last escaped from hotel quarantine in Melbourne, and a year since the pandemic began, the former workers' camp outside Darwin is being prepared to take hundreds more returned travellers. Scott Morrison confirming the move at a news conference following a national cabinet meeting.
The Commonwealth is entering into an agreement with the Northern Territory government to further expand our Howard Springs National Resilience Quarantine facility to 2,000, up from 850. And that will be done over the next few months.
Howard Springs is mainly being used to quarantine travellers returning on charter flights organised by the federal government.
I think it's a very good thing. I've been calling for this, and my colleagues have been calling for this for many months now.
Adrian Esterman is a professor of biostatistics and epidemiology at the University of South Australia.
There have been people saying, look, we don't need it now because we've got the vaccine coming in. But this is simply not true. Firstly, it will take us a while to get the vaccine rolled out, and potentially much longer than the October that the government's hoping to do this by. Secondly, we've got variants rearing their ugly head around the world. And thirdly, we need to be prepared for future pandemics.
What is it that makes Howard Springs different? I know that it's not necessarily purpose-built, but why it stands out from hotel quarantine?
Well, there are many reasons. It is fairly close to Darwin. I think it's about 20k outside of Darwin, but it's in a fairly sort of rural area. The cabins themselves are separate from each other, so there's airspace between the cabins. And that means that we don't have this problem with aerosol transmission. And the second most important thing is that the staff are incredibly well-trained and live on-site.
Professor Esterman supports the proposed establishment of more quarantine facilities in Victoria and Queensland outside capital cities.
Depending on how they're developed and whether or not the government's allowed to run them as opposed to the construction companies, I think it's an excellent idea.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a pop-up facility can be established right next to the airport in Toowoomba, but she wants a commitment from the federal government to support that proposal, as it supported the Howard Springs facility.
And if the Commonwealth wants to pursue that option to bring home more vulnerable Australians by charter flights, well then, the ball's now in their court.
While capacity will increase at Howard Springs, the Prime Minister said caps on international arrivals in other states will remain as they were. And the end of week two of Australia's vaccine rollout saw the first person in the country inoculated with the AstraZeneca vaccine.
I'm really excited, actually.
Caroline Fagan is a doctor in regional South Australia.
I think it's really important to be a part of the vaccine rollout and the solution for the COVID pandemic.
We've got 300,000 doses of AstraZeneca from international sources. That is being rolled out now and will start up in every state next week.
Brendan Murphy's the Secretary of the Federal Health Department. It comes as Australia's second delivery of AstraZeneca vaccines has been delayed because of export controls imposed by Italy and the European Union. But Professor Murphy says reliance on international vaccine supply won't be an issue for much longer.
The really, really exciting thing is that in the week beginning the 22nd of March, we'll start to release the onshore supply of AstraZeneca vaccine, a million doses plus a week, which gives us the capacity to really ramp up and broadly vaccinate our population as quickly as possible.
More than 70,000 vaccines have been administered in Australia so far. The Federal Health Department will begin to report weekly vaccination figures before moving to daily updates.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.